I guess we have to talk about this. I didn't want to because it's been so long. I recorded my fucking podcast 2 hours before the Oscars. And then that was that week's podcast. And then Will Smith decided to fucking bitch slap Chris Rock. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, I guess I'm late on this. And my views will suffer. But still, I've got to fucking talk about this. Because I'm a comedian, number one. And number two, it was probably the biggest thing that happened. And there's a war in Ukraine. It's the biggest thing that happened this week. And people are getting slaughtered in fucking Ukraine. So, all right. If you live under a fucking rock, the Oscars happen and Chris Rock said a joke about a G.I. Jane joke about Jada Pinkett and Will Smith smacked him for it, bitch slapped him for it. In the Oscars. I know you know this, right? I'm just saying it because I have to say it. So, how about, first of all, let's start with this. How come the Oscars have become a roast-a-thon? This is the Oscars. This is the Oscars. This is the most prestigious night. Now, of course, sucks donkey balls. Now, of course, it's a bunch of actors who played stupid parts that are just going like this all night. Now, of course, the Oscars, full shit. Of course, the Oscars are fucking absolutely ridiculous and full of a bunch of actors going like this. But it's the most prestigious night. And what do we know if we listen to this podcast? Anything prestigious fucking sucks, right? Because prestige is nothing. It's fake. It's pretentious. It's a fallacy. It's just a bunch of people going like this. So everyone dresses in their fucking either nice tuxes or most stupid fucking outfits of all time, right? Goes to the Oscars and it's the most prestigious night. So if it's the most prestigious night, then have it be the most prestigious night. And by that, I mean, why is it a fucking roast-a-thon? It's become a roast-a-thon because, you know, I think that they think, oh, we get comedians to save the day because the Oscars absolutely fucking suck donkey balls. We need somebody, like Ricky Gervais, at least it'll be funny. But why is it a roast-a-thon? So Ricky Gervais goes on and shits on the Oscars and everybody, and okay, and I love Ricky Gervais, all right? And I love a lot of these comedians, but it's become a fucking roast-a-thon where everyone is just making fun of people who do. Just have it be the bullshit night it is. Hey guys, you know what? It's boring. It's like a wedding ceremony. It's supposed to be boring. You're supposed to have people not watch it because it fucking sucks. The reason why the views are going down for the Oscars is because everyone's figuring out what the fuck it is. Boring, a bunch of actors going like this, and absolutely bullshit. It's not supposed to be watched. All right? It used to be cool before the internet when William Hurt didn't have a fucking TikTok. You know what I mean? It used to be cool when Jared Leto wasn't out here on fucking Twitter. And now we know, everybody. It's not cool anymore to see Al Pacino come up and accept an award. Because fucking the the Daily News did an article. Everyone has access to everyone at any given moment. Nobody gives a fuck anymore about seeing some actor accept an award. And that's just the stone cold facts, dude. So now it's become this roast-a-thon, and of course, you get these, you know, comedians up there that are doing it really good. You got, like, Ricky Gervais and Chris Rock, which is hilarious, and then you got people who are just so fucking corny with it, like Amy Schumer, and it's just, you're gonna get fucking, it's just becoming bad and unfun to watch, and that's fine. Now, Chris Rock went up, and he made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith about doing the G.I. Jane 2, which, first of all, is a joke about her being bald. I didn't know she had alopecia. And I heard someone say, well, it's because she suffers from alopecia. Okay, let's cool it on the suffering, on the word suffer, okay? Let's cool it on, everyone's treating her like she's got fucking stage 5 cancer. Dude, her hair's kind of like gingerly falling out. And by the way, I can still see it, okay? So she's not suffering that bad. Also, she's hot as fuck. Also, G.I. Jane was hot as fuck, dude. You'd be lucky if you had a night with G.I. Jane, right? G.I. Jane was fucking so sexy. And she shaved her head because she was in the army. So that's not even a diss. Chris Rock said, G.I. Jane 2, I'm waiting for you, Jada Pinkett Smith. It was fine. Did Chris Rock cross the line? You know what? If he knew she had alopecia, yeah, maybe he did cross the line. And guess what? That's good. Because that's what a fucking comedian's job is, to cross the fucking line. How do you know where it is if you don't cross it every now and then? So whoopsie daisy. So good job, Chris Rock, on crossing the line. You did what a comedian should do. Now Will Smith, sitting in the front row, laughs at the joke. Looks over to Jada Smith. She rolls her eyes. Then Will Smith goes, oh, she's upset. I got to do something about it.
Bitch.
Right? Because you are fine with it. She rolled her eyes. And now he gets up and he's like, I got to be a man about this. Walks up to Chris Rock. Chris Rock is like, uh-oh, with his hands behind his back. Chris Rock is fucking 140 pounds wet. And Will Smith played Muhammad Ali, so you know he's got some fucking, a little bit of technique. And also, because actors are so annoying about how they play the fucking, you got to be the fucking guy in the movie, otherwise it's not, right? Like, actors' jobs are so easy that they're like, well, I'll just be Muhammad Ali for fucking 9 weeks, and I'll learn how to box. And like, you know, I mean, maybe if you're Muhammad Ali, but I had an actor in that for fucking, I had a buddy that was acting in that show, The Pacific. That was like, they made him go to army boot camp for fucking out in the wilderness for like 2 months. And it's like, you just got one line in the movie. And you don't need to fucking rough it in Vietnam for fucking 2 months, right? So now Will Smith comes up and this is the biggest bitch part, is he's smiling the whole time. And he's being like, hey, I'm going to fucking do something. And then Chris Rock, hands behind his back, Will Smith walks up to him and smacks him in the fucking face, and then walks back to his seat, saunter back to his seat. Now, only wrong. That's only wrong. Anyone out here that's saying like, well, the man defended his wife, fuck that. You're a fucking asshole, dude. First of all, whatever happened to women can stand for themselves, women's empowerment, fuck all that. Jada should have went up and smacked him if she wanted. But the fact that Will Smith did that and you think that that's what a woman needs, you're a fucking piece of shit, okay? Will Smith did that. It was only wrong. He also did it in the most prestigious night of his career, which was only wrong. And here's the other thing. Where was security? He thought he could get away with it, or he didn't know, or he was just blind with anger. He still went up and did it. Where's fucking security? All right? Where's security? Run and tackle him. Here's the other thing, dude. Chris Rock had how many? I'll tell you what. I know Chris Rock barely. I've had one or two conversations with him. If I saw someone doing that to him, I would have fucking ran up and helped out. Period. I don't give a fuck if it was the Oscars or not. I would have ran up and fucking, I would have done some shit. I swear to God. And I know a lot of people are probably out there rolling their eyes. There's no fucking way. If I've only had good experiences with somebody who is, by the way, a comedian, that I wouldn't have done something about it. Maybe if it was Joe Rogan or Brendan Schaub, I would have fucking let it fly because they can handle themselves. But Chris Rock? Dude, fuck all that. Where the fuck was everybody? That's the thing. Nobody's talking about this? Where the fuck was everybody? Remove Will Smith because that was fucking, he assaulted him, and remove him from the fucking play. And then this is how fake Hollywood is. Dude, he won the award, which is fine. He won the award fair and square. He went up, gave a speech about how it is important it is to protect his family. And then some people gave him a standing ovation? Bro, what? All those people off my list. All those people off Crystal Leah's list. I know it doesn't matter to you, but guess what matters to me, and I'm me. So that's great. You're off my list, dude. Then it fucking cuts back afterwards to Amy Schumer, who is Chris Rock's friend. And she says, did anything happen during the break? Dude, say shit. Say shit, you outspoken woman. Say shit. That's your friend. Oh, because you're involved in Hollywood, you don't say shit. Oh, because you're, then how outspoken are you? That's assault. Say shit. This is something really that happened that's on TV. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Say shit. You're so powerful, but you don't say shit because you want your deals with Hulu to be okay? Say shit, motherfucker. It's bullshit. You want to dance around that Hollywood game? They come for you, dude. You don't say shit about your friend. You watched your friend get smacked by Muhammad Ali. You don't say shit. And the night just keeps going. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. Any one of my friends gets smacked by anybody. Guess what? My friend gets smacked by somebody who could beat the shit out of me. If The Rock went up there, I'm going up and I'm getting smacked too, motherfucker. I swear to God, too. Watch it happen. Well, I guess we're both getting beat up. That's me. Ah, fuck, here we go. I'll go face first and just get smacked, get it over with. But dude, there's no way I'm letting somebody who I've only had good experience with deal with that shit by themselves. Fuck the Oscars, dude. Fuck that. And fuck those. Dude, it made me so, I couldn't stop thinking about this shit. For 4 days, I thought about this shit. I met Will Smith too. He seems like a nice guy. And you know, here's the other thing, dude. He's just going through some shit, obviously. And I don't know what he's going through, but only he does. And only Jada does, right? So everyone, and now of course Will Smith made it worse for himself about the fucking jokes about his wife and the jokes about him and how he's a cuck, which he's fucking not, you know, or he is, and who gives a shit. But like the internet is just going nuts over it. And I feel bad for Will Smith too now. Because, dude, everyone doesn't know the situation. And yes, what happened was awful. And Will Smith, I'm sure he feels bad about it because he's not a sociopath. But this was the moment where he broke. This is the moment where he broke. You can't keep up. I don't know how, because Will Smith isn't a sociopath. But like, I think like guys like The Rock are just like a sociopath. Like, I don't know how you maintain that. I don't know how you keep that up. And now he's got a Zoa energy drink and shit. And he's just like, okay, I drink tequila too. Here, let's, like, I don't know how you keep that energy. Hey, isn't it enough? Isn't $100 million enough? I don't know what the fucking energy is that you keep, that you need to keep doing this. But like, I break. Dude, I'm one millionth of a fame level that Will Smith is. And this shit gets to me, dude. People say shit about me. I go into hiding, you know? But Will Smith, every fucking day of his life, he can't go out of his apartment. He can't go out of one of his 90 houses. He can't do his shit. And then this is the moment he broke it. He did it on the world stage, literally. He did it the most prestigious night. And it was bullshit, and it was shitty, and it's fucked up. And there's nothing good about it there's nothing good about it, except for maybe he could learn from the situation. Chris Rock handled it like a fucking pro. And I thought that was amazing. And those are my thoughts on it, man. You know, and I don't know if it was funny or not, but I don't give a shit. That's how I feel about it. And I just cannot fucking believe Amy Schumer didn't say shit about that. Like, you're done with me if you're my friend and that happens, I'm done, dude. Done. Huh? He's got to fucking live that. The only person who made sense about it to talk about it is Jim Carrey when he said this shit on The Thing. It's like Chris Rock couldn't have handled it better. I don't want to press charges. I don't want to sue. You know, it is what it is. And now that's all that anyone is talking about it. And it took the whole night away from everyone. It even took the whole night away from Will Smith. He won the fucking Oscar. It took his whole night away from him. It's all anyone is ever going to talk about it. It's all anyone is ever going to talk about during that Oscars. And there were probably good, shitty movies that won.